This recording is a special feature for the end of the year. It is an encouragement to stop to act politically with the same baggage of small tactics, to assume the social war, to fight in a larger scale everything that destroys us and our mother Earth. This part of this edition of Grown Wire will begin by an extract of an interview with Wednesday made by the Vanrat Collective. You can listen to more on the Olympics Resistance Radio number 2, available at vancouver.mediacoop.ca. Talking about the importance to go beyond small disruption of the torch rally or other kind of capitalist and colonialist events as the Olympics, and we'll finish by a piece of the last edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It from the Stimulator. You can find more videos from this awesome Frank at submedia.tv at his great project and Civ. That's an editing from Christian, part of the CQUT News Collective and other radio projects.
The action of diverting a torch does nothing in the long run. It's a drop of water in a stream that's already running. And there's no damming it at this point. But if you're sitting there and you're happy with what you did, and like that's your big action, that's your big resistance, you need to really look at what you're doing, and you need to really like look up and like what your struggle is, because it means that you don't fucking know and you don't give a shit. Because you're allowing it to continue and you're allowing it to go on. And the Olympics is so much more than just like those 2 weeks of games or this fucking torch, right? Like this thing is like an umbrella for all of these like capitalist infrastructure, you know, for state domination, for corporate interests being completely fed, and they all feed into each other. And to allow that system to continue and to allow that system to take root in your city, in your country, is absolutely unacceptable. The problem is, like, when I look at it, it's that not enough people feel like that influences them. They're more than happy to allow it to take place and to root as long as it doesn't come and shit on their doorstep. But they're not the ones that are sitting there, you know, having their public spaces that they used to go to be shut down. They're not the ones that are looking at their rental apartments, you know, being kicked out or being moved over. They're not the ones that are having to make room for new condos. They're the ones that are buying the condos. You know, they're the ones that are okay with this because they work for these corporations. They're the ones that, you know, feed off the system and feed into the system. And that's not a resistance. The other problem with the idea of, like, a struggle, and this idea of a struggle, is that we've been repeating the same tactics for 10 years. You know, like, Seattle came up and Seattle's done. But we have not moved on. We've not progressed from it. Like, we've taken those lessons and we've just repeated them over and over and over again. We keep diving into the same bags of old tricks that get us nowhere. If you look at the status quo then, and if you look at it now, nothing has changed. If anything, it's become worse, because these kind of insidious faculties have taken greater hold in our society, and they started to expound, and they started to run roughshod over everybody. And if you look at the way that the Olympics has taken over this city, we've allowed it to happen. And it's not that we've already lost, but we've allowed it to take such serious root that it's going to take a lot of digging to get that weed out of the garden. A ton of digging to get that weed out of the garden. And if we keep repeating with old tactics and old ways and taking these minor, like, quote-unquote victories as being something that is like a sea change for some sort of greater movement, it's not. It's temporary and it's stationary. It doesn't move beyond that day in Victoria, and it won't until people start recognizing that it is greater than just this, and it's greater than just a fucking torch, and it's greater than actually, you know, being able to go out and march around for a couple hours and then go home and do the exact same shit that you've been doing every single day. And that, to me, is depressing, because nobody seems to recognize that, and because nobody seems to, like, actually pick up their bootstraps and say, like, we are at war in this way, you know, and what are we going to do about it? Well, we're going to do the exact same fucking thing that we've been doing for the last 10 years, which is nothing, and there's been no progress in that way. Yeah, it's great that a lot of people went out to Victoria, and it's great that people were able to mobilize and look at the structures of oppression and to bring it to other people's doorsteps and to try and get other people out in that way. And it's great that, you know, we were able to, like, bang pots and pans and walk around, like, unhindered, you know, in our free speech area, which apparently was everywhere, I guess, but or be corralled into some sort of cage at the end of the day. But what did it accomplish long term? Nothing.
When the climate talks in Copenhagen failed to deliver anything serious, many people, including me, were not surprised. Why? Because the biosphere does not fit within the capitalist context. In order to save the environment, capitalism and the state must cease to exist. This includes socialism and any other man-made artifice that hyper-exploits nature. If we want to stop runaway climate change, we need to stop carbon emissions. If we want to stop carbon emissions, we need to stop coal mining, coal-fired power plants, SUV factories and dealerships. We need to stop
the motherfucking tar sands.
We need to stop lumber industry. All of those things I just mentioned are part of the capitalist economy, and that is why you cannot hope that Obama will exact the change that we need. Why? Because he's a fucking capitalist. Patron-ass ambassador George Monbiot, who repeatedly bashes anarchism and who fully endorses state as a partner in saving the planet, is throwing in the towel. Monbiot wrote in his blog this week,
"Goodbye, Africa. Goodbye, South Asia. Goodbye, glaciers and the sea ice. Coral reefs and the rainforest. It was nice knowing you. Not that we really cared. The governments which moved so swiftly to save the banks have bickered and filibustered while the biosphere burns."
With all due respect, Monbiot, go fuck yourself. This is no time to act like crybabies. Just because your plan to put pressure on the state failed miserably doesn't mean that all is lost. We also need to wake up to the fact that protests, banner drops, and pranks serve a purpose but can only go so far. For all of you who are falling into despair, now you must change your tactics and bypass the state completely.